groups you are about to hear were formed outside of the School of Rock. And some will be doing cover songs and others will be performing all original material. Before we get started, I would like to thank all of the artists and the bands performing today. If you would give them a big round of applause.
I am at School of Rock's annual Rock the Lot show at their Carmel location. For the first time this year, they are having a young adult showcase to kickstart the weekend of performances. In the first half of this podcast, you'll hear music from bands formed outside of School of Rock, but many of them were formed by School of Rock students. The artists you are about to hear are Sam Tobias, Teague Holt, Luau Chow, Harvey and the Car Cats, and 20 Cent Trey. Enjoy the show.
You guys ready to hear the music?
Yes.
First up, we have the one, the only, the voracious, the wild, the unpredictable, Sammy T! Come on, Sammy! Don't kill yourself, come on, Sammy!
Hi, I'm Sam Tobias. I'm a solo act, and I'm going to be performing at the Young Artist Showcase. I'm doing a mix of originals and some covers.
Dave Lawson, and I've been here just about 5 years at School Rock Carmel. Actually, my friend is a drummer in town, is a teacher, and still is actually right now. At the time, he had asked me if I was interested at all, and I was looking at other jobs, and I kind of hadn't really thought about it. And then one day, I kind of realized what this place was, so I decided to come check it out. And then as soon as I checked it out, I was sold. I knew I had to work here.
Well, without further ado, I give to you Teague Holt!
Cyrus Youngman. I've been working here for just about 4 years, coming up on 4 years in October. I worked at a music shop in Anderson, Indiana. It was a great spot while it lasted. And they kind of did a bit of performance base where they'd have an open mic night and have kids come out. But there wasn't really much to work towards in guitar lessons. Mm-hmm. You'd try to put pressure on a kid and say, hey, you know, it's really important that you make sure to learn your song by next week. So that, and then I, you know, would hit a brick wall. I don't know why you have to learn this song for me. You know, I want you to do good so I can feel good about my teaching. Here, there's a show that's waiting in the distance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this great, exciting deadline that you have to work towards. And just, you know, there's a peer pressure element going on where you want to show up and not let your friends down. Mm-hmm. And I like that about School of Rock.
Hey. Thanks for having us. My name's Luau Chow. We're just gonna play two songs and I hope you dig it. If you are in the seats right now or elsewhere, you could probably come over here, like in the front. I think you'll want to.
I'm Olivia Cope.
What show has been your favorite so far and why?
Iron Maiden versus Judas Priest, just because metal's always been one of my favorite things to play. It's always like so high energy and it's so much fun. And that was just a good show because I met a lot of really cool people and played some fun songs.
Harvey and the Car Cats. We've been band for like 2 years. We're going to play a couple songs for you guys.
For the second half of this podcast, you will hear more music from the Young Adult Showcase, as well as music from School of Rock's summer shows. During the Young Adult Showcase portion, you will hear music from Green Envy, Seattle Bound, Julia Hallbrook, and Midwinter. The School of Rock summer shows that you will hear are Rolling Stones, Summertime Blues, and Hair Metal.
I'm Steve McFarlane, and I'm the owner of the School of Rock in Carmel and Fishers. We teach backwards, so we get the kids playing first, loving what they're playing, and then we show them the notes that they're learning. So traditional music lessons goes the other way, and they'll spend months just learning notes and chords, and then eventually they play a song. So we play a song immediately, and kids love it, and we also put them in groups, and we go out and play in real venues, so they get to live the life of a cover band.
Whatever it takes. Justin Blanner. I started coming to School of Rock when I was in like 8th grade, so 5 or 6 years ago. I go to school in Chicago now, but I come back pretty much whenever I can.
What show was your favorite when you were a student here?
We did a Steely Dan show, but it's probably between the Steely Dan show or we did a Frank Zappa show too. That was really fun. Those are like two of my favorite bands, and like the music is pretty complex, so it was a challenge.
We are Seattle Bound. So we haven't been together for too long, so we're only going to be playing covers right now, but we will start doing originals.
For me, the best part of working at School Rock is the students. That's the entire focus. That's what it's all about. I love all the relationships that I get to be part of. I meet just the coolest people on earth and get to help mentor, you know, hopefully guide a little bit, definitely teach music. But yeah, the students are what it's all about to me, 100%.
My name is Julia. So my first song is going to be Breaking the Girl by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Twisting and turning your feelings up and you're breaking the
I think the community aspect that doesn't exist in like a lot of other music programs for kids is really cool, like, because networking is such a big part of music, and this just kind of like makes it easier for people to do that.
You come into rehearsals and you meet the coolest people. You go to Summerfest and you meet awesome people, like all the camps. It's such a good community and such a good family.
And next up we have Midwinter.
This group you're about to hear is gonna play all Rolling Stones. They've got a handful of songs for you. And they've been playing only for about 2 months together. So it's come together really quickly. Some of them have only been playing in general for 2 months, and that's awesome. This group has been led by Mark Hutsinger. He's floating around up here. And they've got a nice set list prepared for you guys. So sit back, enjoy, and I'll pass it off to these guys, and they can get started as soon as they're ready. Let's hear it from the Rolling Stones. Summertime blues medley. You'll have some older tunes, some fun tunes, some sad tunes, some heart-wrenchingly horrible, nightmarish lyrics of depression. And then you'll have stuff about like your truck doesn't work anymore or stuff like that. I will pass it off to these guys, and feel free if you know the song to sing along and dance along. Have fun. It'll be a good one. And I'll let these guys just kind of take over. Let's hear it for our summertime blues.
Hey. Thanks, Andrew. This first song is by Buddy Guy.
When I was 9, I played bass here for like a year and a half. And then last February, I came back on guitar. You get the experience of being in a band and learning how to work with other musicians. It's pretty rad, my guy.
For supporting School of Rock, guys, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for coming out, and we will catch you next time.
Be sure to check out School of Rock at their Carmel and Fishers locations, or go online to www.schoolofrock.com for more information. Original music provided by Johnny Cash, TLC, Cage the Elephant, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Heart, Kiss, Rolling Stones, Buddy Guy, Rat, and Quiet Riot. For more podcasts like this one, go to whje.com.